Hello, I'm Donovan Kane. Welcome back to the podcast, where I've been reading you Deep in the Woods, Book 1 of the Fortune series, written by New York Times bestselling author Annabelle Joseph. And today, we reach the end of this book by Annabelle Joseph. Today I'll read you Episode 17, The Epilogue. Epilogue. 9 months later. Sophie looked in the mirror to fix her lipstick, then combed back her hair, which had grown quite wild in the last year. It was amazing the changes pregnancy wrought, even now, almost 2 months since she'd given birth. She was finally starting to feel like herself again, and her big boobs, well, she hoped those never changed. She heard baby Hunter start to whine in his bedside crib. Serby thrust his big black head in the door to the bathroom and woofed softly at her.
"I hear him, Serb. I'm coming."
She took one last look at herself and went into the bedroom to find Serby peering down at Hunter. She smiled at the dog as she picked up the baby.
"Where would we be without you, Serb? How would we know when the baby needed something or when the baby was crying?"
She was teasing the overprotective mutt, but he gazed back, smiling his happy canine smile. Cerberus was special to Sophie and Dave for many reasons, and his love for Hunter was just one more. Since the day they'd brought the baby home from the hospital, Serby had never been more than a few feet from the newborn's side. Every time Hunter shifted in his sleep at night, Serby awakened and looked up attentively. "Baby okay?" Every time Hunter coughed or sneezed or made the tiniest whimper, Cerberus would nudge Dave or Sophie to be sure they knew it.
"Yes, Serb, we heard."
And when Hunter cried, which wasn't often, Serby would pace and worry until Dave or Sophie had the baby calmed down. It was endearing, if somewhat annoying. Sophie only hoped Serby relaxed a little bit before it was time to send Hunter off to school. She smiled, imagining the big dog with his nose pressed to the window of Hunter's classroom, keeping watch all day. At least Hunter wouldn't have to worry about bullies. "Ready, hon?" called Dave from the living room.
"Coming."
Sophie dressed Hunter in a soft blue velour crawler. They were taking a family photo for holiday cards and presents, and Dave had his tripod and digital camera set up and waiting.
"I hope I look okay,"
Sophie fretted as she came out. Dave had snapped hundreds of photos of her during the pregnancy and after the birth, and she thought she looked like a bloated whale in all of them, although he framed them all and mounted them in every room of the house, blown up to tragic proportions. "Gorgeous," he sighed over each one. She couldn't nurse Hunter without Dave whipping out the camera. That at least she understood. She loved the photos of Hunter nursing. She felt so motherly and content when she fed him. She loved all the photos, just because she adored her baby boy. Hunter had been born in mid-September, 7 pounds even, and healthy as a horse. They had originally toyed with the idea of calling him Forrest because of the way he was conceived, but it seemed too kitschy. After the birth, Sophie's and Dave's parents had all descended on the household. They got along well, thankfully. Sophie barely had to do anything with all the help around the house, only hold her baby and nurse him when he was hungry. All in all, it had been a wonderful experience. But Sophie and Dave both breathed a sigh of relief when the parents finally left. Now they were settling in to being their own family. Dave, Sophie, Hunter, and Cerberus, of course. Sophie and Dave had even resumed their DS playtimes after the standard 6 weeks of recuperation. Gingerly at first, but they were picking up steam. Only the nipple clamps were verboten, for fear they might interfere with her nursing. They'd played around with everything else over the last week. Dave smiled at Sophie, perhaps remembering their early morning lovemaking, stolen moments before Hunter woke. She smiled back and sat on the sofa where he pointed. She arranged little Hunter on her lap and scooted right or left based on Dave's directions as he focused the camera. He pushed a series of buttons that set off a blinking light and then came to sit at her side. He pulled her close, just as the light blinked faster. With a flash, the camera took the photo.
"Oh, Serby wasn't in that one," said Sophie.
That was just a test, babes. Dave stood and checked the camera, chuckling over the photo. You have to prop Hunter up a little. He's all slouched down. Sophie rearranged Hunter, and Dave beckoned Serby to sit between their feet. When he had Serby where he wanted him, he told him to stay and once again set the timer. Okay, here goes. Pause. Blink, 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 blink. Click. Dave stood up and checked the picture. That was a good one. Let's take a couple more, just to be sure. A couple more turned into 20. And at 20, Sophie thought Dave showed admirable restraint. After that, he suggested they go for a walk. It was a beautiful day for November, high 60s with a balmy wind. They put Hunter in the stroller and Serby on a leash. At the door, Dave ran back to slip something into his pocket, while Sophie made sure Hunter was bundled up tight. It's so nice out, Soph. Don't suffocate him.
He's a baby. He's not like you and me. They don't regulate their body temperatures as well.
I'll regulate your body temperature, he teased, grabbing her ass. I'll regulate you till you can't take any more regulation. Sophie laughed.
Yes, I know you will.
They walked to a small park at the edge of the neighborhood, just a cluster of trees and a gazebo next to a pond. Sophie pointed out the Japanese maples to Hunter. They were her favorite. They were vivid red, their branches still full of leaves, while the sweet gums and oaks were already shedding. Dave and Sophie crunched yellow, orange, and bronze leaves under their feet as they wheeled the stroller to the gazebo and hooked Serby to a bench. Then they did what they always did in the gazebo. They kissed and kissed and kissed. God, Sophie could kiss Dave forever and never get tired of it. Her handsome, wonderful man. To her delight, Hunter looked exactly like his father, down to his wispy head of chestnut hair, and she was fairly sure his blue eyes were turning hazel. She pointed it out to Dave, asking if he thought so too. He gazed down at his son, who blinked back, already half asleep again. Hmm, you could be right. They do look greener, don't they?
It's not really fair, said Sophie, pretending annoyance. Your hair color, your features, and now your eyes. What about me?
Tell you what. Dave kissed her again, running a hand up her leg to the apex between her thighs. Let's go home and start practicing for another baby. A girl this time. One who looks just like you. Sophie giggled into his neck, but she couldn't help thinking of her other baby. Maybe the lost child had been a little girl. Would she have looked like Sophie? There was no way to know now, and it didn't matter. Sometimes life took you down a path from which you couldn't go back. But now she had Hunter, and yes, perhaps more babies, but not any time soon.
Practice, sure, Sophie smiled, but no more pregnancy. Not for a while, please.
Okay, babe. I'll give you a few more weeks before I put away the condom. At her outraged expression, he dug in his pocket. Anyway, first things first. We've already had one child out of wedlock. Sophie's mouth fell open as he took out a box and flipped the top open. God, I guess I'm supposed to kneel down or something, but that just feels weird. Sophie laughed as he fell to his knees before her.
This is a reversal for sure.
I'm already nervous, son. Don't make it worse. Sophie's laughter roused Hunter from his catnap, but he drifted right back to sleep. She turned back to Dave, smiling as she ran fingers down the side of his face.
Don't be nervous. Surely you know I'll say yes.
And surely you knew all along I would ask you this. He took her hand and squeezed it, then kissed her palm. Will you marry me? I already feel married to you in my heart. It's been forever for me, ever since the day we met, ever since I held you in the dark that first night. Forever and ever and ever. His voice broke off, hoarse and emotional. Sophie bit her lip.
You're going to make me cry.
Not for the first time, he said with a crooked grin.
And hopefully not the last. Of course I'll marry you. I love you so much. You changed my life, Dave. You made it wonderful, and I want to be with you forever, too.
He slipped the simple, elegant solitaire onto her finger, and then Sophie pulled him up from his unfamiliar position at her feet. They stood together, two lovers in the middle of an urban forest, the trees blowing and leaves rustling in the late autumn wind. Serby snuffled beside them as Hunter shifted in his blankets and sighed. Sophie thought,
this is the life I was meant to have. This is the path I want to be on. Finally, I'm out of the woods.
The end. And that brings us to the end of this reading of Deep in the Woods, book one of the Fortune series, written by New York Times bestselling author Annabelle Joseph. Visit Annabelle Joseph at annabellejoseph.com to find out how to get book two in the Fortune series. Annabelle, thank you very much for allowing me to record this book for the show. For those of you that have listened to this entire book, I thank you for doing so, and I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. Tell me what you think of this story and the podcast at donovan@donovancain.com. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to check out the other books on this podcast, as well as interviews and steamy excerpts from some of your favorite best-selling authors. The text of this book, Deep in the Woods, is copyright protected by Annabelle Joseph. The audio is copyright protected by Donovan Cain, LLC. I'm Donovan Cain, and, as always, thank you for listening.